As we heard earlier in the program, Wyoming has started looking for new ways to use coal beyond simply burning it for power. The state's also looking at new ways to use a coal byproduct that's become a serious liability called carbon dioxide. The recently announced $20 million Carbon X Prize is intended to spur innovators to address that very problem. Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce sat down with Paul Bungie of the X Prize Foundation to learn more.
What exactly is the Carbon X Prize?
So we at the X Prize put out giant prize competitions to target some of the world's biggest grand challenges. And in this case, what we're looking at is carbon dioxide emissions, right? The main greenhouse gas that drives climate change. And the $20 million Carbon X Prize, the NRG COSIA Carbon X Prize, is a chance for teams from anywhere in the world to create technology, a solution that can take CO2 that's coming out of a power plant and instead of letting it just go to the air, turn it into something useful, turn it into a product. And the teams that can turn the most carbon dioxide from a power plant into one or more products that have the highest net value selling it into the marketplace win.
How is this different and why are you choosing to go this route as opposed to carbon capture and sequestration?
Yeah, so this is essentially sort of the missing piece that's been overlooked a little bit, which can be called carbon utilization or conversion. But really, it's instead of just capturing it and burying it underground, could you turn it into something useful? So many things in our daily lives, building materials like cement and the clothes we wear, they're made out of carbon. So you could take that carbon dioxide and convert it into useful products, and that starts to give people, entrepreneurs, businesses, a chance to make some money taking the CO2 directly out of the power plants so that it's not driving climate change.
You mentioned that part of the prize is who can create the most value. Is part of the prize related to who can sequester the most carbon as opposed to simply reusing it and then subsequently emitting it? Or is it simply who can create the most value?
This prize, yeah, is focused directly on creating the most value, really because what we want to do is start turning on businesses and industry to the opportunity that's here.
So the fundamental premise of the prize, I think, could be questioned in that what we really want to be doing is eliminating CO2, incentivizing actually the creation of CO2 because it is a marketable product. Seems like it might be going in the opposite direction of where a lot of people would suggest we need to go. So how would you respond, I guess, to the criticism that creating a market for CO2 is really not going to help us in the long run?
The Carbon X Prize targets the tragedy of the commons that CO2 is free to waste and put into the atmosphere and drive climate change. Taking any portion of that we can, and instead of just letting it go into the atmosphere and turning it into something useful. And if you can actually scale that up because you've got market forces looking to do it, then that's a potential game changer. It's critical that we address that CO2 and give every possible incentive to every possible player in the world, businesses, individuals, governments, give them the chance to actually address that CO2 in as many ways as possible.
I think a lot of people would say what we should actually be doing is just transitioning to a fossil fuel free energy environment. Why is that not the solution instead?
We at XPRIZE believe there are a ton of solutions that are needed for a grand challenge like carbon dioxide emissions or greenhouse gas emissions. There is no grand challenge in the world, be it poverty or illiteracy or access to health care, that has a silver bullet solution to it. And the same is true of climate change and the CO2 that's driving that. As a result, we believe that we need a huge basket of solutions that are associated with it.
So explain to me how the world will look when this prize actually is awarded.
The great thing about an X Prize is that we're out there to incentivize other brilliant innovators, the solvers of the world, to do something amazing. And instead of being able to predict what's going to happen and write a plan for 2020, what we do is put an incentive out there that we know will lead a lot of people from all over the world to start putting their efforts into new innovations, new technologies, new solutions. I wish I could tell you exactly how amazing it's going to be. What I do know is that there are going to be technologies that can turn carbon dioxide into a useful product and start to shape markets. That's a massive transformation. What I don't know is just how broadly defined they're going to be, how amazingly interesting they will be, or how that might inspire others that are working on every other element of the CO2 challenge.
Can you give an example of a past X Prize that has spurred the kind of changes that you're hoping this will?
in a totally different field, but we have 10 years of history now seeing what happened with the first X Prize, which was a $10 million competition to privately fund a spaceship that could go into space twice within 2 weeks. At that time, teams got together and spent more than $100 million trying to win the $10 million. And there was almost no private space industry in existence. It was NASA or the Russians. And at that point began what we have seen a decade later, which is private spaceflight. And that includes about a $3 billion a year industry, everything from nanosatellites to SpaceX and private rockets. That's the kind of leverage and change and transformation that you really can't see in advance, because you don't know how all of those solvers, all of those innovators that just want a bite at the apple, a chance to solve something great, what they're going to end up doing. But because we've seen it before, I'm optimistic we're going to see it again.
How is Wyoming involved in this?
Every X Prize needs a place to actually test so that the teams can prove what they've done. Not just have a great idea, prove it. We're having in Wyoming, with the support of the Wyoming government as well as other partners there, a giant integrated test center that's being built right next to a coal-fired power plant. And that's going to serve as one of the final locations for the five finalist teams to take their technology. They're going to be able to go straight to Wyoming. They're going to build out their technology at the Integrated Test Center, and they're going to be able to then compete for that final grand prize by spending several months actually converting the carbon dioxide that's coming from an actual working Wyoming power plant and turning that into incredible products. And we'll see exactly what those are, but Wyoming's going to be at the heart of a transformation in carbon technology.
I really appreciate you taking the time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.